Hi, this is Chris Peppel, and you are listening to my Look to See Me podcast. Welcome back. It's been a while since I've posted a new podcast. I've had several things going on, some exciting, some not exciting, but that is the balance of life. One of the things that I want to talk about is one of the exciting things that's going on. I had my third book of poetry published, Elements of Life, Journey of Healing and Love. Let me tell you just a little bit about that. I took some time. It was kind of based on a challenge. I love challenges sometimes. And I did like this challenge. It's for women 50 and older, which I fall in that category, to put down parts of our life story and any form that we wanted to put it down. So I'm a poet. I put this part of my life down in poetry. This is a time that I use to reflect on my journey of healing and to the place where I am now. It took me a long time to get to this place. It took me a really long time to get to this place. People who know me are saying, yes, it did. I have faced numerous challenges in life. Many that I did not have at the time the resources to know how to break free from. And so that was part of the journey, is learning, how do you stop some things? How do you stop some abusive things from happening to you when you don't know how? So a lot of times people say, well, why did you do that? Or why didn't you do this? Because I didn't have the tools, the resources, the information to do that. And I think that's true of everybody. So in this book of poetry, my healing journey, I use the stages of life to talk about the healing journey. The first poem starts almost at a point of birth or, a creation story about it starts at chaos. It starts with uncertainty. It starts with not knowing. And then I move on and I talk about the beginnings of learning and the beginnings of knowing who we are and the beginnings of forming our identities and our families, whether it's biological family or chosen family. And I talk about learning to crawl and learning to take our first steps and then learning to run. And then I talk about connections that once we have our abilities and are beginning to know about our gifts and our talents and our strengths. I talk about relationships. I talk about pets. I even talk about binge watching Netflix. For many of us, that is part of our healing, is that we just needed some time to turn the rest of the world off. And we sit in front of Hulu or Netflix or whatever your streaming device is, streaming app is, and we just chill out for a while, regather, rethink. All of this is part of our life journey. And even though I wish I had known some things earlier than I did, and I wish that I would have had the resources differently from what I did, I don't regret the learning that took place through my journey. Because without that learning, I wouldn't be where I am now. And I am in a place of healing. Now, a lot of people think, oh, great. So, like, everything is just smooth going for you. Absolutely not. If you know me personally, you know that that is absolutely not true. Reaching a place of healing does not mean that everything is just going perfectly well, that I have all the answers, that I have all the resources. That's certainly not true. But it means there's a joy and a peace and an acceptance. And it means that I've found people that I love to know. And that I love to be around. And I found people that inspire me. And I know the direction that I'm going. And I'm better at knowing how to find resources and to research for resources. And I'm better at knowing when I need to take some time for self-care, when I need to just rest, when I need to push on in this fight. Because so much is going on in the world that is negative, that does need my attention. I want to be an ally. I want to be a person who fights for change. I want to have that energy and that ability to do that. So that's what this poetry book is about. If you just take one of the poems out of context, you might think, what is this? You're talking about baby steps. Why did you write a poem about baby steps? So this is a book that you've got to read the whole thing on, truly. You've got to start at the beginning, almost. That's not to say the poems can't stand alone, but they're also part of the journey. Now, one of the things that when I do public speaking, which I absolutely love to do, is one of the topics that I talk about is writing your life story. Now, does that mean I want everybody to come out with a poetry book or a book about their life or a published book about their journey? No, that's not what I mean. I mean, if it turns into that, that's great. I would love to buy a copy and read it. I love to read memoirs. I love to read poetry that's based on somebody's life. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ability to define yourself and claim your identity and to put that down in words. So it's something that you can see, that you can hang on to, that you can say, yes, this is who I am. It doesn't always have to be shared with somebody else. Sometimes it's just important to have that moment to say, I know who I am. I'm not ashamed of who I am. I'm learning to love who I am. I can embrace who I am. That doesn't mean we're perfect. We're still going to have moments of growing. We're going to have moments where we might even tweak the definition a little bit of who we are, because who we are, coming into our identity and knowing who we are and understanding our gifts, our talents, all aspects of our identities, is a process. It doesn't have to be just that one statement. But when we can begin with that one statement, some part of us that we can put down, oddly enough, for me, part of that was saying I was a poet. I was ashamed for a long time to say I was a poet because I didn't have people in my life that embraced that, that said, oh, let me read your poems. Can I read your poems? Hey, thanks for sharing this. Yes, you are a writer. I had the negative voices for a long time. What makes you think you're good enough to be a writer? What makes you think anybody would read anything you wrote? What makes you think? Implying that I wasn't good enough. And then even when somebody would say, well, maybe you can, but what a stupid career. Who wants to say they're a poet? Well, I did. I've been writing poetry since I was in elementary school. It's just part of who I am. And so to be able to say, I am a poet, is part of who I am. And I can say, I'm not ashamed to say I'm a poet. I love being a poet. It's okay if you're not a poet. It's okay if poetry isn't even your favorite thing to read. I do kind of hope you like mine. I try to write very accessible poetry. But let me read you one of the poems out of this, because this is what I'm talking about being able to put down in letter form, in poetry, in just a few sentences, in a letter to yourself, you know, in a paragraph, just however, a journal, a diary that somebody else is not going to read. This poem is called Leaving Worry. And this is part of the steps of being able to say, this is who I am. The things I worried about seem so real and so necessary to having a good life. I worried about your thoughts, especially of me. Did you see the good that's here? Could the goodness be real if I didn't fit in and how light and life were defined by you? But then worry met healing, and healing took me for long walks down quiet lanes with only my thoughts and dreams I supposed I had forgotten. And worry stayed behind, and soon healing showed me hope and love, and now I worry only that I won't remember to turn out the lights when I wander back home from a long day's journey on paths that lead to the life I should have been living all along. I saw the good in me and forgot to wonder if you knew it was there. That was a huge part of my healing journey, to be able to set aside the thoughts of people who didn't believe in me, who judged me harshly based on their own life experiences and their own worries and their own prejudices and judgments and, you know, false visions of who I was, trying to define me, trying to make me fit into the molds that they had created. And I tell you, it's hard. We have, you know, I know I can read this and go, okay, so just stop worrying about what people think about you. Because people told me that before. Stop worrying. Why do you worry about what somebody else thinks of you? Because there are times where people that we want to love us just can't. And it took me a long time to realize that that doesn't have anything to do with me. That has everything to do with them. Their ability to see the good, their ability to love well and love deeply and love inclusively, that's about them. That's not to say it doesn't hurt sometimes. Ah, it hurts to be rejected, doesn't it? It hurts to have a place where we think we want to be and we can't get there. Either because of our limited resources or because somebody else doesn't see what we see yet. They don't see the possibilities in us. And it hurts. We're like, I want to belong there. Or I want this person to accept me. Especially, we just have this thing about biological families also. We want them to love us. And when they don't, it hurts. And that's part of what I write about in this Elements of Life, this journey of healing and love, is the steps that came before this poem. This poem is not the first in the book where I just say, guess what? I quit worrying about what people believe. No, I had to begin the steps of healing before I could reach that point of letting go of their thoughts and finding people who said, hey, I see you. Hey, I like you. Hey, come sit at my table. Recently, I have been blessed to sit at the table with people that I never thought I would be at the table with. And it just filled me with joy. But I would not have been able to sit at the table with those people that now I realize that they are mentoring me and inspiring me and encouraging me, if I had not walked away from the judgment of other people, if I kept trying to get those people to like me and those people to see me, I would not have been at the table that I was at recently. I would have missed the blessing of knowing some amazing people that are doing some amazing work in this world. And I was at the table. And I'm hoping my paths cross again with some of those people because I loved being in their presence. So when I talk about writing your story, it's just a moment of putting down in words, this is who I am. I don't care if anybody else can see it yet. It could be about naming a gift or talent you have. It could be about your gender identity. It could be about who you've fallen in love with. It could be about a career goal that you want to set for yourself. It could be, I want to start a nonprofit and I'm going to start this nonprofit group. Just whatever it is. It could be just a personal health goal that you want to set. Put it down. Put it down to yourself. Now, what if you want to take it further? Here's what I talk about them. Don't compare yourself with somebody else's story. You know, I know several people who have created books that help people because they're telling their life story or they're giving voice to somebody else's life story. And they've published those books. They're out there now. People can go get those books, read those books, be inspired by those books, give them as gifts to somebody else. That doesn't have to be your goal. But once you have put it down, you can decide if there are parts of your story or your whole story that you do want to share. And sometimes then we can use that for advocacy work. There's so much craziness in politics today that if we learn how to tell our story in ways that people can hear it and in ways that we can educate somebody. Now, let's be clear. It's not your job to educate anybody about any part of who you are. It's not my job to explain poetry to anybody. It's not my job to explain gender identity to anybody. It's not my job to educate people on anything about who I am. Now, that being said, I choose to at times because I think there are people that really don't understand, and there's a lot of misinformation that is being thrown around this world today. It just makes me sad, some of the things that I hear about other people. You know, right now in my state, there are so many laws about the LGBTQ plus community having their rights taken away, especially our transgender youth. And the information that I hear people toss around about what it means to be transgender, it's just insane. Some of the things that people come up with, I'm like, "Ah, you must be a creative person to even make up that garbage." So I do choose to, with their permission, tell the stories of my loved ones who are transgender or are in the LGBTQ plus community or who are non-binary. I tell our stories to help educate the lawmakers, the allies of the world, the people that we need to vote these other crazy people out of office who are making these laws. I choose to educate. I choose to be an advocate and an ally. And I choose to use not only my story, but the stories of people who have given me permission to use their voice, to be an advocate, to be an ally, to put it in letters to our legislatures. And I choose what goes in. It's your story. You don't have to tell any part of your story that you are not ready to tell yet. Whether it's due to safety reasons or just emotionally you're not ready, it's your story. Don't let anybody take that away from you. That is something that you own deeply in your soul. It is who you are. You're not required to tell it to anybody. If you choose to, you tell it when you're ready and how you're ready. Do you want to go on the Senate floor and talk to some people are ready for that. Some people are powerfully telling their stories in these state legislatures and working with somebody to find the language that can educate others and have people listen. Other people are calling their legislators and just giving a little bit of information. Other people are putting their stories down in letters and mailing them to allies, to advocates, to family members, to friends who say, "Can you help me understand this?" Now, I'm going to say it again. It's not your job if that's not where you are. You have other gifts and talents that you're using to just make this world a better place. And if telling your story is not one of them, that's okay. Hear me when I say that you don't have to use your story as part of this change that we need in the world. Find your gifts and talents and use it that way. Maybe you're an accountant, an engineer, computer programmer. Maybe you're a musician. Maybe you're blessing us with your talents through your drag performances. Maybe you're blessing us through your art, through your speeches, through your nonprofit work, through your card making, whatever. Somebody said, I heard a kid say not too long ago, "I sure am glad somebody invented umbrellas. I love the umbrella makers." And I thought, yes, I forget to be thankful for the umbrella makers. What an important thing that is in life. and I just take it for granted. So maybe you're an umbrella maker. But if you choose to use your story, know that that is something that you can do, and you can find ways to make your story a powerful tool for change if and when you're ready to tell it. So I love to have workshops that encourage people to find their voice. Because number one, even if nothing else happens but you write a letter to yourself, that empowers you to be the best you that you can be. When you reach a point of healing, that you can claim every part of who you are. Claim it. Embrace it. Be you. Don't let somebody else take that away from you. Oh, people tried for a long time to defeat me. I mean, they tried hard and they came close. And I am here today saying they did not succeed. I choose to put my words down in short stories and in poems and in novels because that's my identity. That's who I am. Writing saved me. Writing is part of who I am. I don't know who you are. Tell me your story. Privately? Post it where other people can see it? Send me something and ask me to put it on my blog? Tell me you want to be part of the podcast if you want to. I would love to have you in on a call and let's share your story as well. If you have questions about how to put your story down, invite me to do a workshop with your group. I would love to do that. I have done it as a weekend retreat. I've done it as an hour long, a 2 hour long. It takes at least 45 minutes to do it well, but I can do it that short. But I don't do it for me. It's not about me when I come and talk to you. It's about you. Tell your story and reach that point of healing where it doesn't matter what those people think who are trying to defeat you. Find those people that want you at the table. Oh, I love the tables I've been at lately. So that's the good news. I'm not at a point where there's no struggles. Oh, I can tell you I cried this week. I just cried some big old tears. But the joy is there. And I know that I'm not going to let people steal my identity. I'm not going to let people stop me from writing. I'm not going to let people break me. I've reached that point in healing where I know who I am. And I know where I'm going, or at least going to try to go. I may have to tweak that. My dreams kind of go in circles sometimes. Sometimes I come back around and say, whoops, I'm where I started from. But yeah, that part was a learning process. And I'm going to change where I say I'm going because I have a new dream, or I've tweaked my dream, or I have some new ideas. So it's not like this healing journey goes in a straight line. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for letting me read one of my poems to you. Thank you to all the readers who have bought my book. It's called Elements of Life, Journey of Healing and Love. Thank you for being you. Thank you if you're one of the people I've been at the table with lately. Thank you. I have loved being at the table with you. Thank you for the invitations. Thank you for the people who are letting me speak to their groups. What a blessing. I cannot even tell you how healing that is for me to have the opportunities that I have. So, write yourself a letter. Write yourself. Tell yourself who you are. Tell me if you want to share it. Come back and listen to the next episode of Look to See Me podcast.